Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Matir Mayi Nibandhanyam Na Vipadyeta Karhichit Pragya Sarga Nirode Pi Shmritish Cha Mad Anugrahat Matir Mayi Nirbandhanyam Na Vipadyeta Karhichit Raja Sarga Nirode Pi Shmritischa Madanugrahat Matir Maini Bandenyam Navipadyeta Karhichit Praja Sarga Nirode Pi Shmritischa Madanugrahat Matir Maini Bandeyam Navipadyeta Karhichit Praja Sarga Nirode Pi Shmritischa Madanugrahat.
So before we have someone else chant.
Navi Paje Tikar Hitchin. Madanugrahat. Matir Maini Bandenyam. Navipadyeta Karhichit Prajat Sarga Nirode Pi Smritischad Madanugrahat Matir Maini Bajanyam Navipadyeta Karhichit Prajat Sarga Nirode Pi Smritischad Madanugrahat Matir Mayi Vadeyam Navipadyeta Karhichit Pragnasarga Nirode Pi Smritischad Madanugrahat Matir Mayi Vadeyam Navipadyeta Karhichit Praja Sarga Nirode Pi Smritischa Madanugrahat Matir Mayim Nadeyam Navipadyeta Karhichit Raja Sarga Nirode Pi Tisha Madanugrahat. Matir Mayi Nivajanam Navipadyeta Karhichit Raja Sarga Nirode Pi Smritischa Madanugrahat.
Word for word.
Mati. Intelligence. Mayi. Devoted to me. Nirbanda. Engaged. Iyam, this. Na, never. Nipadyeta, separate. Karhichet, at any time. Praja, living beings. Sarga, at the time of creation. Nirode, also at the time of annihilation. Api, even. Shmriti, remembrance. Cha, and. Mat, mine. Anugrahat, by the mercy of. So this is translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, from Canto 1, Chapter 6, and today we're reading from text number 24. Intelligence engaged in my devotion cannot be thwarted at any time, even at the time of creation, as well as at the time of annihilation. Your remembrance will continue by my mercy. Purport. Devotional service rendered to the personality of Godhead never goes in vain. Since the personality of Godhead is eternal, intelligence applied in His service or anything done in His relation to His... I'll read that again. Since the personality of Godhead is eternal, intelligence applied in His service or anything done in His relation is also permanent. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that such transcendental service rendered unto the personality of Godhead accumulates birth after birth. And when the devotee is fully matured, the total service counted together makes him eligible to enter into the association of the personality of Godhead. Such accumulation of God's service is never vanquished, but increases till fully matured. Om Gyanatsa Madandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Intelligence engaged in my devotion cannot be thwarted at any time, even at the time of creation, as well as at the time of annihilation. Your remembrance will continue by my mercy. So Srila Prabhupada makes several very important points in this verse. In the translation, Srila Prabhupada, it's translated here as intelligence engaged in my devotion cannot be thwarted at any time. So let's focus in on this. This is the message of the day. Okay? And let's think about this throughout the day. This is a very important point here. Whatever we are doing in Krishna consciousness is never lost. The morning programs we've come to, the chanting that we have done, the books that we have read, the service that we've done for devotees, the deity worship that we've done, the prasadam that we've taken, is never lost. We have a spiritual bank account. And every day, we're making deposits in that account. It's extremely important, however, to not make withdrawals. Though we are always making deposits and we never lose that, but by offenses, it can delay the process. It's kind of like watering, like if we have a fire and we're trying to put the fire out, and then we pour gasoline on it, it keeps the fire going. So we have to be very careful about offenses. So intelligence is required in the execution of Krishna consciousness. And certainly everyone here, everyone listening on the internet, has intelligence. Now, intelligence can be used for different purposes. Intelligence can be used to create something that's material, or we can use our intelligence to engage in Krishna consciousness. So intelligence in Krishna consciousness is very important. Chanting 16 rounds and following the regulative principles. Association of devotees and doing devotional service for the spiritual master and ultimately through the parampara to Krishna. This is the greatest intelligence. Devotional service rendered to the personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada writes, never goes in vain. So even if we do something small, it's to our benefit. And actually, we're all very insignificant in the sense of how big this creation is, how big Krishna is. So we're very insignificant. We're 1/10,000th the size of a tip of a hair. However, even just doing something small for Krishna is big. I was remembering a story, and we've all heard this story before, when Srila Prabhupada was sitting in 26th Second Avenue, and he was speaking before a full room of devotees, and a man walked in. He had a roll of toilet paper, and he brought it in, he put it into the bathroom, and he left. Now that may seem insignificant, but Krishna sees, the spiritual master sees, Srila Prabhupada saw someone coming and doing some small amounts of devotional service. So if we should see someone that has an inkling, a little desire to do some type of devotional service, we should help them to fan that spark. As I sit here, I see some devotees who I've seen come here for the first time. And they had a very small desire, or maybe they had a large desire, but they had a desire to serve Krishna, to serve Srila Prabhupada, even inquiring, what is Krishna all about? What is this process of Krishna consciousness? And now I see they're regular at the morning program. They're trying to chant attentively and perform devotional service. And chanting attentively, this is the basic, this is the basis of our Krishna consciousness. It all starts there. I had a short but a very nice, sweet conversation with Savas Prabhu yesterday on the telephone. And Prabhu was emphasizing the importance of attentive chanting. And if we chant attentively, then we'll be protected from Krishna. But that's the basis of our Krishna consciousness. It all starts with hearing, and hearing attentively. And of course, as we chant in the morning, the 10 offenses, we go on to say, it is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. So, even if we're not at the point, though, of pure devotional service, we're on the path, we're on the train, we're on the right path, as Archita Prabhu would say when we say the Prema Dhwani prayers, going back home, back to Godhead. This is our goal. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to serve Krishna. We're trying to clear ourselves of material desires and go back home, back to Godhead. We have to have that lolium. We have to have that eagerness to want to do what we're doing. We have to have that eagerness, that strong desire to continue chanting, to continue this process of Krishna consciousness. It is challenging. If it was something that was so easy and so simple, everyone would be doing it. So here we are. We're relying on each other to help each other, to assist each other in this process of Krishna consciousness, as the example is given. One stick is very easy to break, but many sticks together is very difficult. I was thinking that we chant this prayer in the morning. My dear Sri, Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish, if you so desire, please send us Sankirtan devotees so we can distribute more of Srila Prabhupada's books in America. And then I was thinking how it all starts here. The association that we have with one another, the example that we set, people watch, people see. There's even things that I never fathom that anyone, even on the street, who's not a devotee, who lives down the street, who doesn't live in the temple, how they would come to me and tell me certain things that they notice. And I thought, oh, you see these things. So people are watching us very closely. We don't even know who's listening or watching on this internet right now. So we have to be very careful how we speak, how we dress, how do we relate to each other. Because people will notice that. I've had people say to me, you people are very special. I see how you interact with each other. You're like a family. I've had other people say other things too. But this is very important. So throughout our day, what can I do for you, Prabhu? What can I do for you? You know, Bhrigupati Prabhu, what can I do for you? Krishna Prabhu, what can I do for you? We serve each other. This is the name of the game. And this is how we encourage each other. Offering prasadam, accepting prasadam, revealing the mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially, giving gifts in charity, and accepting charitable gifts. These are exchanges of love between devotees. So in Krishna consciousness, everything that we do, as I said, goes into our spiritual bank account. There's a very nice verse in Bhagavad Gita, the second chapter, the contents of the Gita summarized, the 40th text. Take a moment to read that today. This is a very, very important point. Srila Prabhupada mentions this verse in the verse that we're reading today from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nehami krana. Neha bikrama nashoshti pratyavayana vijite svalpama pasya dharmasya trayato mahato bayat. In this endeavor, performing devotional service, in which we have nine processes of devotional service, we've heard this many times, shravanam kirtanam vishnu smarnam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakyam atmanivedanam. But in this endeavor, there's no loss or diminution. And a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. What is that most dangerous type of fear? Taking birth again. in this material world, entering back into the cycle of repeated birth and death. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, activity in Krishna consciousness, or acting for the benefit of Krishna without expectation of sense gratification, is the highest transcendental quality of work. Know for sure that Krishna will take care of us. We may not be big businessmen making 3 figures a year in Forbes magazine on the list of the top people who are, you know, making billions of dollars. But Krishna will take care of us because Krishna takes care of his devotee. Whatever we do, we have to do it without an expectation of sense gratification. Automatically, though, Krishna will fulfill the need if we're trying to engage in devotional service. Harishikena Harishikesh Sevana Bhakti Uchite. We have to engage our senses in the service of the master of the senses. Even a small beginning of such activity finds no impediment, nor can that small beginning be lost at any stage. Any work begun on the material plane has to be completed, otherwise the whole attempt becomes a failure. But any work begun in Krishna consciousness has a permanent effect, even though not finished. The performer of such work is therefore not at a loss, even if his work in Krishna consciousness is incomplete. 1% done in Krishna consciousness bears permanent results, so that at the next beginning is from the point of 2%. Whereas in material activity, without 100% success, there is no profit. Ajamila performed his duty in some percentage of Krishna consciousness, but the result he enjoyed at the end was 100% by the grace of the Lord. There's a nice verse in this connection in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1:5:17. Svakta sadharma charanam bhujam harer bhakcham apakto ta patat. Tato yadi yatrakava badram abuddha musikim kovartam apo bajam svadharma taha. If someone gives up his occupational duties and works in Krishna consciousness and then again falls down on account of not completing his work, what loss is there on his part? And what can one gain if one performs his material activities perfectly? Or as the Christians say, what profit of the man if he gained the whole world yet suffers the loss of his eternal soul? Material activities and their results end with the body, but work in Krishna consciousness carries a person again to Krishna consciousness even after the loss of the body. At least one is sure to have a chance in his next life of being born again as a human being, either in the family of a great cultured Brahmana or in a rich aristocratic family. That will give one a further chance for elevation. That is the unique quality of work done in Krishna consciousness. So somehow or another, Krishna consciousness needs to be given to everyone. Somehow or another, engage someone's Lakshmi, their words, something in Krishna consciousness. Even if someone hears the name Krishna, there's benefit. Srila Prabhupada asked Saraswati, very young girl at the time, who is Krishna? Her answer was, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada said, this is preaching. So we don't have to be some big, big preacher, knowing all kinds of verses. Even if we can just somehow or another say something about Krishna, ask the question, wherever we may be, whoever we may meet, tell them about Krishna. Lord Chaitanya says this. How many times did we go through a toll booth? Excuse me, sir. Can you say Krishna? Or excuse me, sir. Do you know who Krishna is? Something. Something so they hear Krishna's name. Or engage the Lakshmi. We get a donation. We bring it to the Hyundai box. So we bring it and we deposit it in the treasury. So that Lakshmi can be utilized in Krishna consciousness. I had the fortune when I drove limousines in Florida and in New York, but I drove more in Florida. And I had two clients who were in Forbes magazine. They were billionaires. So the other day I was looking to see where one of these individuals were. He's still in the same place, doing the same thing. And he's worth $2.3 billion. And I knew about his life because we would talk intimately about life. And he would tell me how much he's suffering and how unhappy he is. And here's a person who owned a football team at one time, an NFL football team. He has so much Lakshmi. But he had the good fortune of giving me some of it. And I was able to engage some of his Lakshmi in Krishna's service. So though he may never again get the opportunity to engage in Krishna consciousness, his path has started. So that's our mission, is to bring people to Krishna consciousness, to help people water the seed, their bhakti lata bij. There's people who walk on the sidewalk. I saw someone got out of his car, and he worked at the hospital. And he got out, and I saw Balai Mataji. She went over. I want to show you something incredible. Come here. And then she just started walking to the temple, walking up to the stairs, and the man followed. And she opened up the door and said, look. And the person, his face lit up, said, that's beautiful. That was the extent of what I saw. That was the extent of, if I had a guess, it's not good to guess, but I would guess, that's what he did for Krishna. He saw Krishna that day. And he appreciated something about Krishna. So now his devotional service has started. Or maybe it's continuing. So let's remember this very important verse today, that intelligence engaged in my devotion cannot be thwarted at any time, even at the time of creation, as well as the time of annihilation. Your remembrance will continue by my mercy. And from Bhagavad Gita, in this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. So I want to thank everyone for coming today to Srimad Bhagavatam class here in the temple and as well as on the internet. We certainly have a lot to be thankful for and show gratitude for the life that Srila Prabhupada has created for us and this, you know, wonderful temple that we have or temples that we have in throughout the whole world, the wonderful prasadam that we have, the wonderful deity worship, the great association. So this is something definitely to be thankful for. Jai. Hare Krishna. Does anyone have any comments or questions? Okay, so we have two questions. We'll have Bhakti Original, and then we'll pass the microphone over to you. And then that'll be it for questions for today, or comments. Is the green light on? If you push...
Okay, now it's on. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Jai.
I really appreciate your lesson. I took some notes here. And I just wanted to ask, so shouldn't our greatest fear or worst type of fear be to forget Krishna? Because even if we are born again in a hellish planet, if we always remember Krishna, then we will dwell in Krishna.
Yeah, so... That is definitely a fear. There's definitely a list of fears that we could have. But I've heard it where it's the most dangerous type of fear is to take birth again in this material world, in a material situation. So if anyone has anything to add to that, but that's what I've heard. And let's make sure we leave time because I know you have a question. Could you get Bhakti Original Prabhu? Bhrigupati Prabhu is going to make a comment here.
You just read it. You didn't hear. You just read it. But he's right. And you said another correct thing, too, that is the list. And that's certainly on the list. I think that was either Akura or Narada Muni. I can't remember. It was in the Krishna book. And he prayed like that. He prayed like, whatever happens, I don't care whatever. You know, just don't let me forget you. And that was his prayer. It was either Narada Muni or Akura. I can't remember much more than that.
Right. Okay, Jai.
Thank you very much for a nice class, Prabhu. Also mentioning that about the conversation you had with Savas Prabhu. I basically had the same conversation with him yesterday. He also told me that being in Krishna consciousness is not easy. And he said the best thing to do is to keep on chanting. Don't give up on chanting because that will help you improve your sadhana and your other services. And also, as for those who are newer in this movement, I would suggest that you speak to a very senior Vaishnava who is willing to encourage you and help you in your spiritual life, because that's what I am actually looking for. I've been in this movement for only 10 years, but still, I'm still looking for somebody to actually help encourage me spiritually, not just, you know, encourage me with, you know, personal problems. I want someone to actually help encourage me to come to the programs and do other services for devotees. That's my only comment that I wanted to make, because I had the same realization as you did.
Thank you. That's very what you just said is very nice. It's very important. But even for those of us that have been here 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 years, Srila Prabhupada wanted us to all associate. And if we look in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in the 3rd verse, in the purport, take a look at it today, 9.3, Ashradanana Dupurusha Dharmas Chasya Pranatapa. Srila Prabhupada writes, excuse me, Srila Prabhupada writes that faith comes from association with devotees. So if one is feeling a little lethargic, a little blasé, a little, maybe that faith is not so strong, Maybe the battery. Like we have batteries over here for this microphone. And the batteries run low. Take the battery out and put it in the charger. So that charger represents association of devotees. Association of fixed up devotees. Senior devotees. Nice devotees. Equals. Engage in the process of Krishna consciousness. How wonderful it is. Oh, Prabhu, how can I serve you? It was such a good feeling. I saw one devotee. He came in a little bit late after greeting the deities, and we had already served the Charanamrita. And I just happened to catch him out of the corner of my eye, and something prompted me. Oh, go offer this Prabhu some Charanamrita. And this devotee was senior to me, and it was so ecstatic. What a nice feeling to just offer someone some service. So I'm sharing my realization. So plug in. We've got all these wall chargers. If the phones are going down, you plug them into the charge up the batteries. If you feel like your charge is getting going a little down, your energy's going a little down, plug in. Look at all the charges we got here. Just plug in with the association of the wonderful Vaishnavas. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai!
I missed one.